We have a public hearing. This is in regards to Resolution 20-2013, additional appropriation for the firefighter supplies in the amount of $10,000. If there's anyone here that would like to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time. Would you like to tell us what this is for?
Gordon Becker, representing Fire Department as the Fire Chief. For this $10,000, this $10,000 is from a sale of a fire truck. And to move it into the line item of firefighter supplies, the issue that I need to use this for is to buy protective fire gear for firefighters who have either damaged or outdated gear to protect them. And that's what I'm after. And it's not truly an additional appropriation. I know it has to be said that way, but it is from a sale of that 91 fire truck to move into firefighter supplies so that I can use it to buy fire gear for our men to protect them.
Oh, so it's not for an additional?
Sorry?
It's not additional appropriation?
No, no ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Makes sense.
If there's no other comments, we'll close it, public hearing at this time.
Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for October 28th. If everybody would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight. As well. Amen.
Amen. Can we have roll call?
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink?
Here.
Vice President Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
President Rose?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
Here.
Okay, we need an adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink to accept the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
President Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by a 7-0 vote. Approval of the October 15th minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
And a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark to approve the October 15th minutes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
The minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Move on to petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. I think first up, as everybody can see, we've got a pretty large crowd. We've got several French students to recognize this evening. We will be making them honorary citizens, and Mark Hill is going to be so kind to come up and read their names.
Good evening. Welcome to Vincennes, the other Vincennes. I was very fortunate about 11 years ago, 12 years ago, 2002, been 11 years ago, to travel with a group of citizens from Vincennes. I was on city council at the time and met your mayor at the time and got to travel throughout your beautiful city. It was a wonderful visit, and perhaps someday our mayor, esteemed mayor, will make that journey as well. And we've had a number of other of those officials come to our city and celebrate at our other festival, our big festival here in Vincennes. So I took French when high school. And that was, other than my visit to Vincennes, France, that's probably the only time I've used it constructively. So I'm going to try to pronounce your names, and I apologize if I mispronounce. So we'll have you come up, and then the mayor will present you with a certificate of honorary citizenship and the city of Vincennes pin. And our city is our, if you'll notice on the flag, actually this is the pin of our flag. It's red, white, and blue for France, and also for England, because we were owned at one time by both of those countries. But we also have fleur-de-lis on our flag as well, to represent we were founded as a French community. So first, we'd like to call up Chloé Anabi. Close? Oh, okay. After you get your, if you could line up here, and we'll take a picture with the mayor, council. Yeah, you're going to block them. That's good. That's a good. That very good. Lucie Champagne. I'll let you get that. Yeah. Constant de la Mesure. Close, Constant. Bart Deramu. Deramu. Bart. Soren Dreano. Yes, thank you. Claire Bader. Is Claire? Oh, she's like, she didn't hear her name, so she. So pronounce your name for me, Claire. Very good. That's correct. That's someone else. Claire Nobili. Clara Nobili. And you are the daughter of our teacher, correct? Great. Cyril Pericard. Cyril? She didn't make it? He, sorry. Okay. Guillaume Pernon. Emile Roux.
French Rory Matt asked for eavesdropping. Now he's going to mess up.
Sophie Scalati. Killian Sejourné. Guillaume Teru. Okay, Karen, I'm lost on this one.
Yes, thank you.
Aline, correct. Vanzaghi. Valentine Vanderwall. Valentine? Is it Valentine?
Yeah.
Valentine. And then we have our two teachers that are with us, Isabella Nobili and David Labbe. Labbe. David Labbe. welcome. That's the he's here. I just don't think he made it this evening.
He's here. You know these prizes?
No, that's why I said I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know if you do or not, but there is.
He's got one.
Where's the stand?
Usually it's $29.95 per minute.
You bet.
Peace, love, and Bobby socks.
Okay.
Now maybe you can watch. Okay.
Huh?
Are you guys?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anything.
Well,
I really don't.
Thank you, and I hope you've enjoyed your stay. Okay. All right.
We.
That's about all I could have said.
And we said, this is what Mark.
So the rest of this meeting will be conducted in French, is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Well, Mark better get back up here.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay. Still under petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, we have Matt Sword with SIDC to present a plaque.
Good evening and thank you, Mayor. Matt Sword, Southern Indiana Development Commission. And recently, Southern Indiana Development Commission celebrated our 40th anniversary. The mayor, as a board member, was at our annual meeting in September. And so tonight I would like to present the City of Vincennes a plaque. You've been a member pretty much for as long as Knox County has been a member of Southern Indiana Development Commission, which has pretty much been 40 years. But the plaque says, in appreciation of 40 years of membership to Southern Indiana Development Commission 2013. And I'll present that to the mayor then. And I do just want to say thank you. We've enjoyed working with the city. We've worked with the city on quite a few projects and look forward to our continued working relationship. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. And believe me, they keep us in line on the grants and making sure we do everything properly, and thanks. Okay, anything else under petitions, memorials, remonstrances?
Father LaGreen going to state.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Congratulations to them. Okay, we'll move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
We did have a meeting this morning. Not much went on. It was kind of a short meeting, and we just had our normal things, paying the bills, and that's about it. There is one thing I wanted to say on the memorial. Is the fact that the Cardinals lost last night. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Friend Mark.
Okay.
Too early to do it.
Thank you.
Pituary.
Budget Finance, Councilman Brown.
No report, Mayor.
Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brown.
We will have a meeting on November 5th where we will hear the rezoning request, Ordinance 28-2013. That'll be the November 5th.
Tourism promotion of the city, Councilwoman Rose.
I just think the city's gearing up for the holidays and ready.
Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Okay, have a report of any city officers. Being none, we'll move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 25-2013, Mayor's Salary Ordinance for 2014. First reading was on October 15th.
Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 25-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have second reading of Ordinance 25-2013.
Ordinance 25-2013 is amended. An ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Pennsylvania to the maximum annual compensation amounts
Discussion.
Yes. Amended, yes. Should be noted, Mayor, that that wasn't amended for the city engineer. It went from that 50 to 80 as that 15 from USB and 15 from RDC we put into ours, so it'll come out just as the same as the others.
Okay, any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 25-2013 passes with a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 25-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown, for third and final reading of Ordinance 25-2013.
Ordinance 25-2013 is amended. Ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Benton, maximum compensation amounts thereafter.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of Ordinance 25-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote.
Second.
Next is Ordinance 26-2013, Elected Official Salary for 2014. First reading was October 15th.
Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 26-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to have a second reading of Ordinance 26-2013.
Ordinance 26-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation for all officials for 2013.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 26-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 26-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have third and final reading of ordinance 26-2013.
Ordinance 26-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation for all officials for 2014.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 26-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. Next is ordinance 28-2013. First reading was passed your last meeting, October.
Mr. Mayor, that needs to be tabled for till the next meeting.
Okay, ordinance 28-2013 remains on the agenda for the next meeting. Next is resolution 20-2013, additional appropriation for firefighter supplies. Was read on the 15th of October and tabled for a public hearing.
Mm-hmm. But the records show that we did have a public hearing at 5:45. No one was present to speak for or against this except Mr. Becker. Then he explained what it was all about. Make a motion to read and approve resolution 20-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink to read resolution 20-2013.
Resolution 20-2013, additional appropriation resolution in section 1, 2, and 3 from the sale of fire equipment fund number to firefighting supplies in the amount of $10,000.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Brink?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Okay, resolution 20-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move on to new business. Ordinance 29-2013, additional appropriation for edit to pay BLA and SME Brownfield grant.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 29-2013.
Second that.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink to have first reading of ordinance 29-2013.
Ordinance 29-2013, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3, appropriating money from edit for BLA, 2 bills for second NIBLEC, and 1 SME Brownfield grant, total amount of $32,854.07.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 29-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Moving on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $462,183.70.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to pay the claims in the amount of $462,183.70.
Mr. Culp, do you want to explain about the claim for $70,954.20?
Why, sure, Ms. President. Since you asked me to do it, I'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
No, what it is in front of you there is... these will be happening. Matt was here earlier in SIDC, and just for a paper trail or something to show, make things clear, what you have in front of you is the grant that we receive funds in our office in your checking account before we pay anything. So you see that on the claims. This is on the claims this evening, but it's already been deposited in our checking account.
And we have written those checks to pay the vendors.
Great. Thank you.
And we got this money back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Actually, you get the money before you pay, correct?
Yeah, you get it ahead of time.
Yes.
Any other discussion?
No. Call for the question.
I'm sorry. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yeah.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
The claims were paid by a vote of 7-0. Moving on to miscellaneous, SIDC River Road Wastewater Pay Application Number 2 for $174,530.22 from Okra Grant Fund and $16,000 from the Vincennes Water Utilities. And this is a similar thing that through the grant, it's through the city, so even though they've already voted to pay this and then they sent it to you guys to approve them.
So does it show up on the next budget more than likely if it comes in on time? Okay.
So it should already be here.
Yeah, all we need, like last time, was Brown Sebring made motion second to pay SIDC that where it says pay application number 2. Someone just actually needs to read that and vote on it. We still won't pay the money.
So you just want us to make a motion to do
yes,
this?
Yes, Matt has made the pay application that we need to actually vote on that before the state lets the money come back to us. So.
Okay.
You are voting to pay the pay application number 2.
Correct.
We'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
All right.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown to pay the pay application number 2.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Mr. C?
Yes.
And that is approved by a 7-0 vote. Now all we need is a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.